This is such a difficult thing to me for me to admit because last week I was one of the dignitaries at a pickleball event.
Yeah, you were nervous.
I was.
Shaky?
Yes.
And you had a partner you had not played with much, the littlest Patriot, if ever.
Correct.
But this was an exhibition. You guys were just kind of there while the actual local dignitaries talked about how good this was for the area.
In the background, we were playing pickleball because they were bringing in pickleball courts to our Coliseum. And the mayor,
for a statewide tournament.
That's correct. And the mayor pulled me aside and said, "You are an amazing ambassador for the sport." And I said, "Oh, thank you so much." That's when Littlest Patriot said to me, "The mayor hates me." They clashed over masking during COVID. Uh-huh. Okay. He made his feelings known. And when she told me, "You're an amazing ambassador for this sport."
Did you straighten your tie and say, "I'm ready to talk to the cameras assembled here?" And she said,
"They've all gone home."
Why don't you wander by the table, grab one of those shortbread cookies from Wheezy Cookies. You'll love it.
Those Wheezy Cookies looked real good in retrospect.
And you walked on by.
I walked on by because I have a weigh-in today, and I'm having my abs frozen tomorrow. And if you've had sugar,
you're going to want that cookie.
I'm going to want it. And Wheezy's cookies are incredible.
Exceptional.
They are great. And we know Chris Tim knows Wheezy. And she made great cookies for this event. But if I had even an ounce of sugar, my abs would pop out when they're frozen. I can't have that. All right. Let me tell you what happened at this pickleball event on Saturday.
This is a cash prize tournament.
Cash prize tournament. Medals were involved. This is a big deal. Okay.
Did it have a wacky name?
Turkey Trot.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's what happened. This is really inside, so I have to kind of explain it to
you. What time did you arise?
5:45 a.m. Diesel picked me up at 6:15.
Meditation? Breakfast?
Absolutely. Both. 5 eggs, raw.
Side note, better name for the tournament, Dinksgiving.
Oh
yeah,
man.
Put that on the docket for next year.
Well, I'm glad you
said that. That is so money.
I'm glad you suggested that because the words turkey trot will never escape these lips again. I shan't go back to a tournament called Turkey Trot, not because of the way it was run. It was run very, very well. It was over in Chapel Hill, NC, at a place called Pickles and Play, indoor facility, which I've been to before and really like. And the hosts were very nice and gracious and ran the tournament beautifully. It was, timing is important in those tournaments. So you don't want to have to sit and wait like an hour, which I have done before. And it moved very quickly. But here's what happened. All right. And I may have overreacted. My wife says, and she loves this phrase. She said, "You really wore your ass on your shoulders." Okay.
All right.
That's a visual for a t-shirt.
Yeah.
If I'm not a graphic designer, but that would be a great t-shirt.
Sometimes when my teenage daughter's in a mood, you can always tell. She comes in from school and she'll be like, "Hey, how was your day?" "Fine." And she goes right upstairs. Somebody's wearing her ass on her shoulders. You know, that's what she always said. I was like, okay, that's right. Well, here's what happened. This was a very competitive tournament, and my partner, the Diesel, and I had won a couple of matches, maybe three, and we were doing pretty well.
Feeling good about your chances?
Feeling good. We were in the winner's bracket, and once you get to the loser's bracket, of course, it's much more difficult to medal, as you can imagine. You have to go through a lot more. So we're in the winner's bracket, and we were matched up against a pair. Their names are Austin and Jeremy, and they're out of Fayetteville, and we've played them 4 or 5 times. They're better than us. We've never beaten them. Okay. They're really, really good players. And we knew that. And on the way there, of course, we're like, you know who we're going to see here? Austin and Jeremy. Austin and Jeremy.
Did you have to pull off and use a roadside toilet? A
couple of times. I said, there's a rest area up here. Let's.
We're going to be. Stop.
Got
the
little,
car.
A little nerve dump here and there. Those eggs went down heavy. I can tell you that. So we're playing, and listen, I'll say this too. It's best 2 out of 3. You play to 11, you got to win by 2. Now, they'd already won the first match, 11-6. But we played them pretty tough. It was pretty tight. Now, the second match is the best we've ever played them. And it's back and forth, back and forth. We had the lead and, of course, gave it up. And mentally, you know me.
Mental.
This game is mental, and I wasn't there mentally, as usual. But late in the game, the score was 11-10 for them, and it's their serve. We're in overtime now. You know, you have to win by 2. So it's 11-10.
So technically match point?
Yes, it is match point. And they're serving. And you can only score points on your serve. So they serve to us. We have a heck of a rally. I mean, a really good point.
Click, clock, click, click, clock, click, click, click,
clickety, click, 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 click. Okay. Now, here's something you should know. Sometimes, and this happens, depends on where you're playing, every once in a while, a ball will roll in from another court, okay? And when that happens, if it rolls right at your feet, of course you stop. You're like, oh, ball. And
everybody you just replay the point replay, you had
start,
begun.
Start back over with that point. Exactly. But sometimes, like if a ball rolls well behind me, for instance, and I don't even see it. And
out
I,
of bounds?
Yeah, out of bounds.
But behind
but you. But behind you, if the point's going on and it's really like you're in the middle of it, one of the players may stop and say, that ball's in my field of vision. I can no longer.
I cannot focus.
I cannot focus. The ball is in my field of vision. So we all stop and be like, okay, fine. But more often than not, especially if a ball rolls in right as like the kill shot is being hit, usually the player that wins the point, the team will say, did that ball bother you? And the other guys will go, no, you guys put that point away. I couldn't have made the point anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's like Brett rolled in, but count the point because you were slamming it right when it rolled in.
Kill shot.
All right.
Really?
That's right.
You don't actually call it.
Call
that.
A kill shot. Sometimes, if you're in a firefight.
You think they did that in Gladiator
okay,
too?
That's right.
They call it a kill shot. Police.
Okay. We're playing. It's match points for them. They're serving 11-10. The rally goes on forever. I mean, and all the crowds against us, you know, they're all like cheering for the
What's
other.
What's happening on court
they're,
too?
They're all watching down there. And they're again, we're the visitors, and they're against us. Everybody's cheering for, oh, Austin and Jeremy, Austin and Jeremy. They love Austin and Jeremy. And so we're playing. It goes forever and ever. Well, finally, I put the point away. I hit it past Austin, and there's no way for him. He's like diving, and he doesn't hit it, right? So I turn around to go serve. Now we've got the serve back. And I turn around, and there's a ball in the corner from another court. And I thought, well, it's a good thing that ball didn't affect play. Well, as I turn back around, Austin says, you guys, you're going to hate me for this.
Oh, no.
But that ball was in my field of vision.
No. On
the, and it rolled in like right as I hit the kill shot. And there's no way he could have gotten to the kill shot. And he said, you guys are going to hate this, but that ball was in my field of vision. And I could not believe it. I couldn't believe he said that.
Where was the sheepish player who let the ball get away?
On another court saying, guys,
help. Little help.
Well, sometimes it does happen. It does happen sometimes.
I'm sure it's inevitable. Do they put up dividers between the courts?
There are dividers, but sometimes the ball will like tip the end of your paddle and it'll just go shooting off. You know, sometimes it happens. Well, when he said, I mean, I think if the situation had been reversed, I would have said that did not affect me at all. You had already, I mean, I'd put the shot past him. There was nothing he could do about it anyway. You know, whatever had happened, I hit the shot and it went past him. He goes, you guys, this is awkward, but that ball was in my field of vision. And I just was floored that he said it. And Diesel looked at him and me, and we were just like, are you kidding? I mean, we didn't say it, but we were like, what? And
From elation.
And it's their call.
To absolute
devastation. So the score's 11-10. So they get to serve again. So what goes through my mind?
Failure.
It's done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
I'll never be able to hit
There's
that shot.
No way. I mean, so the next point we play, not nearly as long a rally. Somebody leaves it up, slammed, kill shot, good game. So he said, as we come, now the game is over. They have defeated us. So we come together, and this is where I wore my ass on my shoulders, all right? I refuse to touch his tip.
Good for you, man.
I did.
Good for you.
I refused to touch his tip or say good game. Now, it's tradition. We touch tips over the net at the end of every game.
Click, 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 click. Click.
Good game, good game.
So, is there a handshake involved or just paddle on paddle?
Just paddle on paddle, tip touch. Once in a while, if you really know the guys into like the championship, you'll do a fist bump too and be like, great playing, or pat him on the back or whatever. But I marched squarely off with ass on shoulders, went over, sat down on a bleacher, and started having an apple. And
just huffed
and puffed. Now, Diesel stood out there with them for probably 5 minutes. They all discussed, and I knew they were discussing it. And Diesel came back over and said, boy, we really got wrong. I said, you damn right we got wrong. And Austin had said at the time, he goes, you guys know me. And I was like, I don't know you that well. I've only met you four or five times. And I said, if you think I'm touching your tip, you're crazy. And that's the
neither
tip got touched. And I'm sorry, but is that, you know.
So did you stand there at the net awkwardly or did you just huff off?
I huffed off. Oh. The point ended, we were all standing at the net and they reached their paddles over and I just said, I shall not. I didn't say a word. I just turned and walked off. And Diesel touched their tips and then Diesel stood and chatted with them for a while. I'm sure he said, he's just upset. He, you know, it's okay. Yeah. That kind of thing. But by golly,
he's not right in the head.
You know. And we finished fourth. We finished fourth out of the money. Now, we probably wouldn't have won anyway because they are better than us. And even had we won that game, we would have gone to a game three, which we've never beaten them before, and we would have had to beat them twice in a row. But we're getting this close, and that particular play rubbed me so wrong. And when I told my wife this, she said, sounds like you wore your ass on your shoulders. And I said, well, perhaps I did. Perhaps I did wear my ass on my shoulders. And then we fought through the loser's bracket, but eventually we got beat before medal round, and that was that. You know, it was upsetting. It really was. And
there are no on-court monitors for these tournaments?
Only in the medal rounds. Mm-hmm. They'll put an on-court monitor on there. But even if there had been, the monitor would have said, well, if he says it affected his view. But I'm telling you, it didn't roll in until I was literally swinging at the ball, and there was nothing he can do. You know, it was like that was it. Thank you. And I said to my wife and daughter, that will be
left. I can't talk now. My ass is on my shoulder. Is the ass like on one shoulder?
Yeah. Kind of like you're, you know, carrying somebody. Or
are the cheeks facing forward with your face between them?
Yeah. I guess it's up for interpretation.
Or is it backwards?
My wife's friend.
With anus right in nose?
I don't know. My wife's friend came up with the phrase, and they both use it.
I've never heard it.
I hadn't either. Look who's got her ass on her shoulders. You know, when you...
It's ear catching.
Oh, yeah. And so that's what my wife said to me. But I said, the words turkey trot shan't pass these lips ever again. I will not do it.
Were there other people nearby who either gave you comfort or agreed with your opponents?
Well... some gave me comfort who had nothing to do with it. They were like, that was kind of a BS call. They did you wrong. It was Bush League. But they had fans there who I heard saying to them, like, well, if it's in your field of vision, it's in your field of vision.
Okay. Not a match point.
I agree.
If they were up by like 6 or 7, okay, make the call.
Well, and if it really bothers you, but it came in, I mean, literally at the same time that I was putting the shot away. They had already hit their shot.
What would be their last shot of that rally?
Correct. And there was nothing. The shot I hit was behind him. And it was like, you know, they left it in a position where I could put the shot behind him. And there was just nothing they can do about it, you know. But he said, you guys.
He got you on the technicality of all technicalities.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what
I think I may have told you this years ago. But when I was in high school, we were in the district tournament. Our baseball team was in the district tournament. Mm-hmm. I was not playing. I was a team manager.
Okay, right. Fair enough.
But my job was to keep score. And that's a very important job.
Of course.
Keeping score. And you know, this is high school level.
Yeah.
This is these are big high schools.
Mm-hmm.
And our opponent was Highland Springs. And they always beat Douglas Freeman. They had better athletes. Highland Springs always beat Freeman.
Right.
And so this game may have gone to extra innings, and Highland Springs pinch hitter hit a game-winning RBI.
Mm-hmm.
Highland Springs wins the game. Well, we look down at the scorebook, and I show it to our coach, Coach Hoy.
Yeah.
And I said, there's no record of the pinch hitter ending the game. And his name was Sukop.
Oh, well.
And so our coach walked over to the umpire and said, when did Sukop enter the game?
Mm-hmm.
He never did. He didn't check in with the umpire.
There you have it. Right.
Rules violation.
Right, yeah.
Well, the run was disallowed. Douglas Freeman wins the district, went to regionals.
You did that. You did that. Well, now that to me is like, okay, that's a rules violation, you know? Okay.
A rules violation.
Yes, I'm with you on that. Good for you. We had a different incident.
Tournament.
Same tournament in a preliminary round. Mm. Also a tight game that was difficult as well. And, you know, I don't like conflict, but I got into it a couple of times over here. Polly Girl Cassie, you want to comment on my ass being on my shoulders? Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, so I was telling BB Shea, I think one way you could look at it is it's another way of saying your head up your ass. So instead of saying, like, your head up your ass, you've got your ass on your shoulders, because if your head's up your ass is on your shoulders.
Okay, maybe that's okay, where it came from.
Similar, yes.
It, you know, but to me, thank you, Polygirl Cassie, head up your ass means, like, you miss something. You know, you're
oblivious.
You're oblivious to something, whereas ass on your shoulders means, oh, you've said
sour.
Something. Sour. Said something you shouldn't have. Yeah, in a bad mood, mm-hmm. Exactly. Maybe. They're similar anyway. Earlier in the day, and I know this is real inside pickleball, but we were playing somebody else also in a very tight game, which we wound up winning. And when you're playing, you know where you're standing based on how many points you have. Like, I start at the same position when we have zero, so I'm always there when we have an even number, 2, 4, 6, 8, whatever. I'm always in the other position when we have 1, 3, 5, 7. And these guys we were playing, the score was, we had 10, they had 7. And right as they were serving at 7, one of the guys goes, well, I'm in the wrong place. We must have 8. I'm like,
what?
I said, I don't know where you're supposed to be standing. But you got 7. He goes, no, we must have 8. Otherwise, why would I be standing here? I was like, you can stand where
you're
trying
to hoorah me.
I said, you hoorah me. And we did bring in a rules. We brought in a court monitor at that point. I mean, we almost came to blows. And we're standing again at the net. And those guys said, we must have gotten a point somewhere and don't remember it. I said, well, I sure don't remember it.
And I don't think that's pretty specious.
And so the guy said, well, I'm sorry. And honestly, technically, if you're standing in the wrong place, we're supposed to subtract points. You know, every point you got when you're standing in the wrong place is supposed to go away. But if these guys will agree to it, we'll let the score be 7-10 instead of 8-10. And we were like, all right, we'll do that. But one of those guys was a young guy, like 25. We beat him. And when they were done, he touched my tip.
I was going to say, did he touch your tip?
He touched my tip, but it was with a lot of...
A little frosty?
It's frosty tip touch.
Little frosted tips out there. Frosty. Do you envision yourself at some point in your life, Kelly, being an on-court monitor?
Yes. In fact, they
lowering the arm, the hammer of justice.
Yes. In fact.
Footfall. Kitchen fault.
At the beginning of this tournament, the guy running it said, now we will definitely be court monitoring the medal matches, but there are only two of us here, so bear with us. And I raised my hand and said, if you need another court monitor in a game that I'm not playing, he goes, you're not qualified to be court monitor. I said, I haven't taken the lessons. I haven't. Oh, I have, yeah, apparently,
there's more schooling.
You got to go. You got to learn how to. You have to be an instructor to be court monitor. And I'm not. I haven't been certified
yet.
Believe you me, I will. And then I can start teaching lessons if I want to. Do you know what they do when you take that? They make you play an entire game with your non-dominant hand, so you can show that you're good enough to
what? See, the Navy SEALs.
It's pickleball.
Just drink the ocean water. What kind of crap is that?
Nobody DORs.
Non-dominant hand.
My friend John, who's a pickleball lessons instructor, said when he went down to the sand hills to take, and you have to go to one specific spot in the sand hills, that's it. And they certify you. You're there all day, and they certify you. The last thing you do is play for an hour with your non-dominant hand to show, so I'd have to play right-handed. Otherwise, you don't get your certification. And I need to come up with something like that.
When do you learn about interrogation techniques and torture?
I'm telling you, this is serious business, and that's right.
God, remember when it was fun 5 years ago?
Right.
Like for about a minute.
Yeah.
I think you had fun for about a minute and a half on the pickleball court. Right. Then you turned it into a business.
That's right. No more. There'll be no more fun on the pickleball court. That's right.